ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام لا تجعلوا علمكم جهلا ويقينكم شكا إذا علمتم فاعملوا وإذا تيقنتم فأقدموا.
Imam Ali stated, "Do not turn your knowledge into ignorance or your conviction into doubt. When you gain knowledge, act upon it, and when you acquire conviction, proceed on its basis." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Dear friends, the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly universal. And we say so because we find that even after the passing of well over 1,000 years, which is truly a long time, we find that despite the passing of well over 1,000 years, the statements and the behaviors and the manners and the decisions and the character, characteristics and qualities and persona
of Imam Ali alayhi salam are still very much applicable to this present day and age. Now, this can only come about if an individual is connected to the creator of time, the creator of space, and truly the source of knowledge and wisdom, that is the Almighty Allah. In this holy month of Ramadan, we can benefit so much from the beautiful statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One such statement which we find from Imam Ali alayhi salam is where His Eminence says, "Ease and peace of mind will never come to a person who is jealous." In today's day and age where everybody is looking for just a little bit of ease and peace of mind, this statement from Imam Ali seems like a golden prescription given to us by a doctor, a physician who is connected to the divine. Are we not all looking for peace of mind, even if it is just a little bit? Imam Ali alayhi salam says to us that if you are a person who has the quality of being jealous, then ease and peace of mind will never come to you. It is such a beautiful statement. It is such a simple statement. But when you go into the depths of this statement from Imam Ali and this universal persona, we find that the spiritual aspects of it can be clearly seen. If, God forbid, we suffer from this negative quality of being jealous, or perhaps if we have seen other people who are jealous, you will notice that a person who is jealous has this kind of incessant greed within them. First off, they're never satisfied with what they have because they want what others have. Two, they're constantly looking at what others have, and thus they overlook what they themselves have. These two things, among the many other repercussions and consequences of being jealous, these two things alone destroy the peace of mind and tranquility of an individual. And so, dear friends, if we want to have that peace of mind, if we want to have tranquility and serenity in our lives, if we want to have ease as far as our mind and our soul and even our body goes, then we must give up this negative and bad quality, this negative habit of being jealous. And so, when we are not a jealous person, we will achieve, to some extent, that peace of mind that we are all searching for. A beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, remember not to overload yourself. Do not entrust yourself with so many obligations and duties that you cannot honorably fulfill them, or with such luxurious life as to be wicked and vicious. Because if this load is more than what you can conveniently bear, then your journey will be very painful and tiresome to you. If you find around you such poor, needy, and destitute people who are willing to carry your load for you as far as the Day of Judgment, then consider this to be a boon. Engage them and pass your burden onto them. Distribute your wealth among the poor, destitute, and the needy. Help others to the best of your ability, and be kind and sympathetic to human beings. Thus, relieve yourself from the heavy responsibility and liability of submitting an account on the Day of Judgment of how you have made use of His bounties.
Now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And so when we talk about this issue of Hadith Saqalain, where the Prophet says, I am leaving two things behind, the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt, you cannot separate one from the other. Ali was with the Quran and Quran is with Ali. Just one more example about it. When Surah Bara'at was revealed, the ninth surah of the Quran, one of the last ones to be revealed. The earlier ayat which came, not the whole surah was revealed together in peace form, but the earlier ayat which came, which was the ultimate and given to the mushrikeen of Mecca after the conquest of Mecca, where they were given 4 months grace time to think about Islam. Islam will not be forced on them. And if they agree, that's fine. Otherwise, after 4 months, they have to vacate Mecca because Mecca is now a sanctuary for Muslims. So all this Talibani and ISIS who think you spread Islam by sword only, this is against the Sunnah of Rasulullah. He's giving 4 months grace period for them to think about it, study about it, question about it. And so when those ayat came as a declaration against the mushrikeen in Mecca, Rasulullah decided, according to the norm those days, to choose an elderly companion of Rasulullah and asked him to take that to Mecca, and this was Abu Bakr. Take this and declare this to the mushrikeen of Mecca. While he left Medina, traveling towards Mecca, Jibreel comes down. And this is in our books as well as Sunni books. Jibreel comes down. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you the message that the bara'at that you have to declare to the mushrikeen, either you do it yourself or rajulun minka. Either go and announce that only yourself or somebody who is from you. Min niyyat. Remember, even in this khutbah we recited yesterday, where the Prophet says, Anta Kanafsi, you are like my soul. You are from me, I am from you. This is one occasion. He calls then Ali, And interesting, Jibreel didn't say who. The message was only, you go yourself or send somebody minka, who is from you. And Ali called Ali, Rasulullah called Ali. He says, go with a fast horse until you reach Abu Bakr. Take the ayat from him and go and declare that in Mecca. Of course, Abu Bakr would be kind of disappointed. He came back. He says, Rasulullah, what happened? Did Allah say something wrong about me? And Rasulullah said, no, 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 nothing. Nothing personal. The command was either I go myself, or rajulun minka, or somebody from you. And when I looked around, there is nobody closer to me other than Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.